It's good to know him. It's good to know him. The lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Fairest of 10,000 is what he is to me. The bright and morning star, there is all 10,000 is what he is to me. It's good to know him, I knew it would be. It's good to know him, it's good to know him, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning. Is what he is to me. It's good to know him, I knew it would be. One more time. It's good to know him. It's good to know him. The fairest of valleys, the bright and morning star. Fairest of 10,000 is what he is to me. Continue to stay tuned to listen to the Word of God that's being preached. The Word of God will change your life. Amen. Give ear and consider it. Amen. It'll do you good. God bless you.
Oh, Isn't that good? Amen. We have a gentleman by the name of Brother Osmar from Brazil watching with us and having service with us tonight. Everyone said, welcome. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God's so good. An international church. Praise God. But thank God for technology. It makes that worth it. And we hope you're being blessed. We're so glad. We really are. That was a real hand clap of everybody excited that you're with us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Bless Him, Lord. Bless Him. Amen. God bless Brazil. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand. We're going to go ahead and receive an offering for the work of the Lord. It's great to have Sister Brenda with us in service tonight. As always, it's a blessing to have Sister Brenda Castillo. Amen. From Arkansas. Not sure if she's in Bryant or where they're at. Praise the Lord. But I know they're in church there with Brother and Sister Harrison. And so wherever they're living at now, I've forgotten. But they're in Arkansas. I know that much. And she's always been a blessing, hasn't she? And hallelujah. And we just love the Rutledge family. Praise God. Lord, bless your offering. Bless your people. And bless every cheerful giver. Thank you so much for supplying and providing and blessing everyone that's here. Thank you for a cheerful giving church. Amen. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah.
Is shining.
Thank God for the love of God. Thank God for the mercy of God. If you'll give me about 5 minutes, I just want to drop something into your heart that could help you. And it's helped me. I know some of these verses you'll know right well and how much they've helped you over the years. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2, and I'll try to keep you as long as your eyelids stay open. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God's so good. I understand. I'm right there. I know. 1 Timothy chapter 2. I'm just going to read verse 5 for the sake of time and just getting right to the point. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. For there is one God. That means there's only one that you and I answer to concerning our soul and concerning the reason he was a mediator in the first place. You're not answerable to anybody else. You're not held accountable to anyone else. But this one God. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. If you will now, let's go to 1 John chapter 3. We're going to read verse 5 and verse 8. Hallelujah. Again, we want to welcome all that are with us and maybe others that have joined us since. We greet you in Jesus' name. 1 John chapter 3 verse 5 says, And you know, John talking to the church, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Let me read that one more time. And you know why he showed up. It's not like you don't know. If you ever fall into sin, it doesn't change the reason why he was manifested. He's just going to say, well, you know why I showed up. To take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Aren't you glad about that? Because if he was manifested to take away sin, and he said in himself that he's come to prepare a place for us, that the place he came to bring us to was not full of sin. Verse 8, he that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. That's who he is. For this purpose, the Son of God, the mediator, was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. One more passage, 1 John chapter 1. Let's turn the page, and we're going to read verse 7. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, the mediator, the reason he was manifested, cleanseth us from all sin. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk to you for just a couple of minutes here tonight. I'm trying to be as in and out of the chute as Brother Arnold would say. I want to talk to you about your defense attorney. We read in Scripture that he is our defense. And in one passage, I believe it's Psalm 20, the God of Jacob defends you. I want to read to you verse 6. Of 1 Timothy 2 and 5 that I didn't read the first time, but I want to read it now in order to sum up a very simple thought, but it's a powerful thought for those who really need Jesus Christ to be their defense. When we go back to 1 Timothy Or is it 2 Timothy? 2 Timothy, I think. No, I was right. I'm all over the place. It's all right. But verse 6, we read, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men." This is your defense attorney. "The man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." The question is, when is that due time going to come for you? When is the testimony going to come out of you? What's to be testified in due time? The fact that he became a ransom for many, right? The fact that he became a mediator for many. The fact that he was manifested to take away our sin. The fact that he was manifested to destroy something, not wound something, destroy something. That he was manifested to rescue something. To be testified in due time. When is that going to be testified? Praise the Lord. Well, I can tell you one time it's going to be testified. It's when somebody is able to stand up in a pulpit and say, "He set me free, yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound my Jesus to see. Praise the Lord, he set me free." That's when it gets testified in due time. Paul said it like this for himself, that "I'm an apostle born out of due time." Praise God. The question is, when is your due time tonight? When is Jesus, when are you going to finally let him become your defense? He so desperately and so boldly and so desirously wants to become your defense because he knows how to get you off the hook. He knows how to rescue you from the only one you're standing in the front of right now that could prove you guilty forever and damn you forever with no chance of getting parole. That's why Jesus Christ, the Word of Life, was manifested, was sent by God, because he sent the defense to rescue us from the offense, from the prosecution that would lay it all out and said they're worthy of death. But the defense attorney will stand up and say, "But I washed them. Hallelujah. I forgave them. Praise God. I purchased them. I went up and I beat up on all the stuff that was against them, all their wrongdoing. I went and I actually destroyed it. So I just want to let you know, oh judge, judge of the quick and the dead, the handwriting of ordinances that was against this one, there's nothing here." Hallelujah, hallelujah. Their guilt and their shame has been blotted out. So in all actuality, there's nothing here to present before you. They're actually free to go. Now, that's why we're happy people. Yes, we are. Because we have been set free. We didn't get off the hook, amen, so that we can go around and keep on playing around. That's not why we've been made free. And some people treat the grace of God like a washcloth. They're not free. They're still in trouble. Amen. This defense attorney testified that if I be lifted up, I'm going to set a lot of people free. If I go my way, amen, I'm going to pour something out for you that will keep you from falling and from ever having to stand before the prosecution again. God sent Jesus Christ into this world to rescue us from himself and from his own wrath. Praise the Lord. And that may sound crazy to some people, but God so loved the world that he didn't want to destroy the world he loved. Amen. He wants to rescue you and save you and keep you and cherish you and have you walk with him in glory forever and ever and ever. And he said, "I know how to do it." Hallelujah. "I know how to do it. Praise God. I'm going to come down. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to present my case to myself." Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. "I'm going to put on the robe, praise God, of defense. I'm going to put a veil over my face, and my veil is my defense." said earlier to you today, I promised 5 minutes. I'm actually, that's pretty close. That's good. I'm impressed. Hallelujah. I said before to you that we are accountable only to one. The scripture says we must all give an account to God. Here's the office of a pastor or a preacher. It is not to become lord over his heritage. It is to, in a sense, don't take this wrong, but to babysit the inheritance. As a shepherd, using that term, it is to lead the flock, but not by his own free will and accord, by his own agenda. Praise the Lord. Not to present you accountable to me, although we make ourselves accountable to one another based upon our commitment, and that's commendable. It's commendable. Amen. But look, the preacher's not God for you. Thank you for the honor. Thank you for the double honor of those who labor in the word and respecting the position. Thank God. And that's all fine, good, and right. But it's so that every preacher's goal is to present every man's conscience with a defense before God. To present your conscience free and blameless before God. It's to consistently put up, when you need it the most especially, your defense attorney. You're not walking my line. You're not walking my path. You're not walking according to a pet peeve that I've got. Praise the Lord. Look, I will not waste pulpit time. No preacher wastes pulpit time. And every preacher is different. Every preacher has his own way of being and doing things. And that's the way it is, because every preacher is a preacher who's a human being, and they're all different. But real preaching is to not present you unto myself. Real preaching is so that we are all presented unto God as His bride. Praise the Lord. Amen. Without spot and without wrinkle, without any blemish. It's to say we've been in the presence of our defense. I'm just praying tonight that the due time is the time that you choose Him to be your attorney. And say, God, I'm a mess. Can you get me off this? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Can you deliver me before I destroy myself? Hallelujah. Can you stand in the gap for me? Praise God. Nobody can make you live right. We can only present the attorney to you. Amen. The attorney can't make you live right. He can't make you do right. He can't make you follow His instructions. Praise God. But you've got to have a willing and obedient heart to say, oh God, I'm willing to do whatever the defense attorney says for me to do. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. There was, I'm finishing. Thank you for listening. There was a man that was among us some time ago, and careful how what I say so that you don't try to figure out who I'm talking about. Let's just say very stupid man. And this stupid man had to go to court one day, and his wise attorney instructed him on things to say and things not to say, and he wouldn't listen because he was a stupid man. When you're being instructed on what to do because the attorney comprehends law, and it doesn't, and we're not here to figure out who's crooked and who's not crooked. The attorney, when they're your defense attorney, they know law and they understand the attitude that's on that bench. And they understand how to say things, how to approach, and how to obtain lenience, if there's any hope of lenience. And when they have to deal with a stupid client that doesn't understand instruction, the client's not going to obtain what the defense is trying to give them if they don't cooperate with the defense. If we're going to be converted and our sins blotted out, if we're going to be delivered from the wrath that is to come and enjoy the glorious liberty of the sons of God, we've got to cooperate with our attorney. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We've just got to. He shed blood to keep you out of jail. He shed blood to deliver you from captivity. Listen to me. He shed blood and rose again so that He could walk into your life and destroy everything that's against you. He's got the power to destroy every single thing that's against you. The scripture says in Ephesians 2 that the handwriting of ordinances that was against the people of God, realistically, the law in its present format, said you're guilty. Because everyone was sinning. And that's why there was yearly sacrifice, because there was a remembrance of sins every year. In other words, the sin was continual. But when the attorney came, he took that handwriting of ordinances. The scripture says it like this: for the law, what the law could not do. Not that the law itself, in and of itself, was bad. But what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. God sent the attorney, the mediator, the intercessor, in the likeness of sinful flesh, in the likeness of the problem, in the likeness of the issue, in the likeness of all your weaknesses, and all the stuff you say you just can't overcome. Don't tell God you can't. He don't talk that way. You do. The world does. The devil does. The devil, who sinned from the beginning, says, I can't. And for him, he can. But for you, you can. Hallelujah. When Jesus stands up to be your defense and says, we can beat this. You're talking about the God of all grace. And you're talking about the Word of life that said, let there be, and there was, and nothing could stand against the let there be. He could step into your life and say, let there be. Let there be. Let there be. Let there, you get out. And let there be. The question is, will it be testified in due time by you? Let's all stand. Will you let your Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, become your defense? He's the greatest defense you could ever have. Praise the Lord. The greatest defense, praise God. You'll never lose a vote with Jesus Christ on your side. Hallelujah. Let's just love Him. Come on, I can't make you love Him. I can't make you reach for Him. He can't make you reach for Him, but He's pleading. He wants to plead your case. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Why do you think the Word says, I can do all things through my defense attorney, which strengthens me? Why do you think Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are weak and heavy laden? He's saying, come to the defense first. Come to me first, and I'll present you before the judge blameless. Oh, come to me first. Come to me, come to me, come to your defense. Hallelujah. Go ahead, let's love Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You got to pour it out. You got to talk to God. I need your defense today. I need deliverance today. Come on, that's why we sit in that little quiet room with that attorney and we start working out the details of what to do, amen, so that you don't go to prison. Forever and ever and ever, praise God. Work out the details. Call repentance. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, you're so good. God, you're so good. God, you're so good. I can't turn from all of my wickedness. It's given to me by my defense. Hallelujah. I can't tell my defense attorney I can't let this go. It's not his language. He's telling you, you're sitting here talking to me because you can let it go. Repentance isn't this "I'm sorry" from us. It's "I've heard the gospel, and in my soul is godly sorrow." Now, in other words, it's pierced my soul. What do I do? Repentance is God's ability to forsake sin, imparting itself to you. I'll prove it to you. The scripture says concerning some that have hardened their heart against God, if God perhaps by some means would grant repentance. And to the Gentiles, God opened the door of what? Repentance unto life. In other words, He's saying, I'm allowing you to repent. I'm granting you the opportunity and the ability. Why? Because my defense went to the cross, busted out of the tomb and says, ha ha, you can't keep me down. When the prosecution said, we got him beat. So much for your answer. He's in a tomb. On the third day, that stone began to roll away. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, all the prisoners behind the cell started singing, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They started singing. They started shouting. All those that had died by the hundreds of thousands upon thousands upon thousands who were lying in the grave, who had offered up animal sacrifices, were now shouting the victory. Why? Because the one sacrifice that validated all of theirs showed up. If you've ever been baptized in Jesus' name and you have failed, your answer back, amen, is repentance. Glory! The question is, can you come to it? Can you come to the table? Can you bring to the defense attorney some sort of desire that says, I want to work with you? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. One more time, let's just love the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe and feel tonight the defense attorney's in the house. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to pray some more here. Let him bless you. If you've ever had the Holy Ghost before and spent a long time, be a good time now. Amen. To kind of refresh yourself. Praise God. After all, the defense attorney poured his spirit upon all flesh. Praise God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let him bless you. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. This is the answer that you're looking for, that your soul needs. Stop focusing on your dilemma. Start focusing on the one who is your defense. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, be delivered. In the name of Jesus, be set free. In the name of Jesus, be free with a conscience spotless. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Oh God, send help from the sanctuary. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Show him tonight you want him as your attorney. 1 John 2, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Please, it's important tonight. You've got to show him. Enough of this victim attitude nonsense. You don't understand life so hard. Where? It's hard for a lot of people. Okay, pull the binky out of your mouth. Grow up a little bit and say, God, I need you. God, I want you to be my... Accept the fact that you're guilty. Enough with these people that come among us and they're not guilty. No, you're guilty. The whole world's become guilty before God. Calvary said you're all guilty. Now, if you can come to the place of admitting it, I can work with you. You've got to give him something to work with. Amen. Can we sing one more song before we go? Would that be all right? I just want to give some whoever a little more time to pray and just get a hold of this thing. I don't want to keep talking because I don't want to stop your worship. There are times I don't need me to walk with me. I need my attorney to walk with me. In other words, I'm done reasoning it out, figuring it out. I've just got to surrender my will and just say, walk with me, Lord. Calling up some more while she sings. Thank you. Take another look at Acts 2:38. The old time message is still what it takes to go sweeping through the pearly gates. Repent and be baptized in Jesus' name. Don't wait, don't hesitate. Take another look at Acts 2:38. Take another look at Acts 2:38.
Take another look, take another look.
The old time message is still what it takes to go swimming to the pearly gates. Repent and be baptized in Jesus' name. Don't wait,
don't wait,
don't hesitate. Take another look at Acts 2:38. Take another look at Acts 2:38.